The poison pen was doing a brisk business when Phaedra arrived. The bookstore's flag, with its eye-catching image of a black quill pen silhouetted against a splotch of blood, flapped in the summer breeze as she went up the porch steps to the front door. After retiring from criminal law, her father, Malcolm Brighton, converted the first floor of their inherited Victorian townhouse into a bookstore, stuffing its shelves with mysteries, police procedurals, noir, cozies, and true crime novels, along with comfortable armchairs tucked in every available nook and cranny. He and Phaedra's mother, Nan, lived upstairs with their pug, Fitz. Phaedra shut the door behind her and surveyed the store. Customers lingered in front of shelves, floorboards creaking beneath their feet as they browsed, while others waited at the counter to pay for their books and magazines. Her father narrated the opening sentences of the latest legal thriller by Charlottesville's own John Grisham, his voice drifting out from the reading room, and the rich scent of Guatemalan coffee, today's featured blend, wafted on the air. Although her dress and bonnet earned her a quizzical glance or two, most of the locals were accustomed to her Regency garb. The sight of Phaedra in a high-waist Empire gown and silk slippers, a reticule dangling from one hand, elicited nothing more than a nod or an indulgent smile. Her mother glanced at her from behind the cash register as she rang up purchases. Phaedra, relieved all seemed normal, edged past a knot of customers to seek out a man standing by the cozy mystery section. His dark, watchful eyes scanned the room, missing nothing as he lingered in front of the shelves. He looked as out of place as a cat in a bathtub. "Hello, detective," she greeted him. Homicide detective Matt Morelli glanced up.
"Professor Brighton, how's the murder magnet?"
She'd jokingly assigned herself the title after helping to solve two murders during filming of a reality show at the historic Marling Estate the previous spring. "I'm fine. What brings you here?"
"I can't stop in and browse the bookshelves."
"Yes, of course you can, but I've never seen you in here before. Need something to read on your next stakeout?"
"Maybe. Any recommendations?"
She didn't hesitate. "Ed McBain and Joseph Wambaugh. For police procedurals, they're your guys." She eyed him. "Is this an official visit?"
"We've had a few robberies in town. I'm letting shop owners know and warning them to take extra precautions."
"No first editions missing, I hope." The bookstore had suffered the loss of two rare volumes the year before, neither of which had been recovered.
"A few items from the hardware store and $50 from Brennan's cash box. Small stuff."
"The bakery next door was robbed?" That was a little too close to home. He nodded to someone he knew.
"We're asking folks to keep their eyes open and report any suspicious activity."
Phaedra wondered who the town thief might be. Break-ins were unusual, and serious crime was practically unheard of in the quiet mountain town. "Are the thefts drug-related?"
"Doubtful. Laurel Springs isn't exactly a hotbed of oxy users."
"Who, then?"
"Kids, probably. They got in through an overhead air duct. Someone small enough to fit into a narrow space."
Her phone rang. "My sister," Phaedra said with an apologetic smile. "Thanks for the update."
"No problem. Who were those authors you mentioned again?"
"McBain and Wambaugh. First aisle on the right."
"Got it. Thanks."
"Hannah," she said, turning away and speaking into the phone. "How are things in D.C.?" Her sister worked as a pastry chef at the British Embassy, where in just 2 years she'd wowed guests and Washingtonian magazine alike with her delicious and creative confections. "Good, busy, which is why I'm calling." Phaedra unhooked the velvet rope at the bottom of the staircase that led up to her parents' private living quarters above the bookshop. "Hang on." On the other side, she clicked the rope back into place and headed upstairs. "Is the bookstore crowded?" Hannah asked. "So crowded," she said as she entered the second floor kitchen and took a seat at the island. "I'm upstairs now so we can talk in private." "Hold on." She covered the phone. "Eggs over there, please." "Sorry," she told Phaedra.
I have some vacation time coming up. Thought I'd come and spend a few days. Great. She stood up to put the kettle on. When? Not sure. Probably sometime next month. Perfect. You can help me with the murder mystery week I'm planning for Wendy.